Is it's review time on Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment for the timeless and terrific Tears for Fears, the superb synth pop rock band who have lost nothing of their great presence and their singing quality as they sowed their seeds of love at the sumptuous venue of Hampton Court Palace Festival in a two-night gig on the 18th and 19th of June. And right from the get-go, they had the audience with them and on their feet. Evidently fans like myself, collectively recognising the riveting riff on the evergreen opener, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. The catchy hooks and the expansive, expressive style had the crowd engaged right from the start and all the way through. Now, it's a seamless set and it was received with rapturous applause. Now, the musicians were note perfect and very authentic, as you'd hope, and you'll be glad to hear that neither Kurt Smith nor Roland Orzabal have lost any of their unique vocal quality, nor their ability to harmonise to perfection. Now, I have no doubt from the reaction and smiling faces of recognition from the audience as they played many of their classic albums, including the 1985 Songs from the Big Chair. We all remember that cassette, which we all no doubt wore out having played it so much. So we retreated to Everybody Wants to Rule the World and Head Over Heels, along with, of course, the Seeds of Love from the self-named album. And lyrics to Mad World, still prevalent as ever and just really emotive. So many anthems, and of course the audience added their enthusiastic vocals time after time. Now, the boys gave a little bit of banter in between, but they kept the hits coming. Woman in Chains, Secret World, Falling Down, Pale Shelter, Break It Down Again, just one after another, banging them out, absolutely brilliant. Of course, really great female vocalists accompanying them, giving lots of heart and soul to the proceedings. Now, the guys also threw in a couple of covers, which they presented really well in their own unique style. So, I mean, this really was a superb set. It gave something to everyone to shout about, quite literally. And not least prior to the guys' finale song and their encore, such was the affection for the audience that they literally preempted the finale, feet stomping and singing with all their heart. I mean, I guess they just had to let it all out. What else could they end on but the classic shout? Now, they're still sounding really fresh, and this gig had the feel-good factor from start to finish. Very slick, professional, great lighting, great sound, and great fun. Now, of course, the timing of these concerts at the Hampton Court Palace at 9 p.m. is perfect. It really allows the audience to be seated in the courtyard as they are and see the palace on either side illuminated, which looks very special. You really feel the history and splendour of the place as you go through the cloisters and take in the ornate ceilings en route to your seat. Of course, there's also plenty of time as well, the doors opening for 5:30, to picnic in the palatial grounds. Now, there's plenty of bars and facilities and really well organised. I've got to say, the press team and hospitality were the best I've experienced in all the years that I've attended, making us feel really welcome and valued. Now, Hampton Court may be associated with Henry VIII, but Tears for Fears showed they definitely ruled the world, kings among men, so maybe that's why they've headed from Hampton Court Palace to Blenheim Palace on the 22nd of June for the Nocturne Festival. Now, they're going to be doing a bit in the UK, but then they'll be heading on a European tour. So to find out more about all that, go to www.tearsforfears.com. And to book ahead for next year, of course, for Hampton Court Palace Festival, best thing to do is go to www.hamptoncourtpalacefestival.com. And do keep listening to Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment, and we can tell you about everything that's coming up in Surrey, London and beyond. And go to the website for reviews and previews. You know it by now, it's www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html. And there we are, the review for Tears for Fears at Hampton Court Palace Festival on Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment on Brooklands Radio.
Brooklands Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.